Welcome to Kashmir in Yiddish with your host, Shloime Davoyle.
Welcome for another edition of Kashmir in Yiddish. My name is Shloime Davoyle, your host on this most interesting program that has to do with the Yiddish language. Yiddish is Gitzahen. And our Yiddish is in the Polish dialect from the region of Galicia and also in Lodz, as we'll find out. We have a guest today. His name is Abe Kupfer, and he is the child of survivors, born in St. Louis, Missouri. And he has a real interesting story to tell us. So, Abe, guten Morgen auf den.
Guten Morgen auf die Ohren.
Jo.
You look familiar.
Yeah, well, as they say, and as you often refer to it in the old country, in Zemehinidikas, we're brothers, right?
As the saying goes, same mother of different fathers.
Right. So tell us your version of that little bit of history.
Well, I feel from day one, parents came to this country in 1951, and I was born in 52, and they were married, you know, obviously before then. But the first language I knew growing up was Yiddish. And when the parents didn't want us to understand, they would talk in Polish and know very few words, but bad words in Polish. And I think Yiddish is just such a rich, rich language, and it's just so expressive, and it has just certain phrases and things that you think about come across to me in Yiddish first, and then it gets filtered back in English, because I have a perspective of knowing Yiddish first. That's what the mama lishon was at home and what we spoke at home, and it obviously wasn't Ozzie and Harriet, when you looked at us from the outside. We were definitely growing up in St. Louis, but it wasn't Ozzie and Harriet. Or,
well, was it animated?
Yeah, it was animated. Everything that I knew from day one revolved around the Greeners. And even just Sundays in the park, the Greeners would all go to a place in St. Louis, which was Heman Park in the summertime.
Now, explain a little bit about who and what the Greeners were.
Now, I had this question in my mind, and I asked our mom what the difference between a Greener and a Galer was. And I didn't understand, like, people were color-coded. And the Greener was people that came to the country as immigrants, and that they were green to this country. And a Galer was somebody that had like reddish color hair. And I, as a child, that was a big difference to say, what's the difference between a Greener and a Gala? Because it was just like, you're color coded. But Greeners were a special group. It's all I knew when I was growing up, before I got to grade school, that it was an insular group. All the cousins, they were Greeners, a second generation, and then as well, the people that our parents associated with, whether it was getting together on the weekends or for occasions, it was all the Greeners, their kids, and that's all that I remember and know. And embedded in me from day one was this Greener mentality, the Greener language.
Well, tell us a few words that you remember.
Perspective. Oh, it's just, all I can describe it is that it's not artificially flavored, but it's just so rich and pure when you hear certain sounds or you hear certain phrases or you hear certain music, what we heard at home as jokes or what we heard as commentary. It was just
spicy.
You couldn't describe it any other way, and it gave such a rich, I would call it a rich palette of understanding. Like there's English, and that's very descriptive too, but Yiddish goes further beyond, and it gives a nice spirit, and I describe it as a flavor, and it's just such a great, beautiful flavor.
So compare, what's her name, Mrs. Cleaver, to your mom, and how different was that?
Well, it was difference between day and night because our parents were working, and the first job I remember our mom had was she was working through the night on a night shift at a paper company. And my dad, our dad, was working at home and was working at Statler Hotel, and they started a business at home. So I always remember going down to the basement, and there would be all this, and he was an upholsterer, and they did draperies, but that's how they started out to get out from under that they were.
Well, how did they talk between each other that sometimes got a little bit animated?
Well, they were, first of all, they worked together. Second of all, they always were of different, I kind of look at it this way. I think my dad was toward, and we have different fathers, okay? The scenario was maybe my dad, our dad, came from, he was the youngest in his family, and maybe my mom was a little older, and the dynamic was a little different in their home and the places that they came from Poland. But there was always love, great love, but, you know, they were, I wouldn't call it intense, but when things got to a misunderstanding or just to a heated moment, yeah, it was, you could hear the sparks fly and hear it. And all those words were just priceless of how you would knock somebody down verbally and how you would make sure that they understood what they were really like or what they weren't really like.
Do you have any examples of any expressions that you remember so well?
Yeah, I know it would be X-rated. It would just be, you know, from certain phrases. I know Ozzy and Harriet didn't talk to each other that way. So if you imagine Ozzy and Harriet having an argument, it would be like, now, June? Now.
Nazis pisken nicht, es tun der Leute joach.
Now, Hugh, you know, they were so, one word was idle. And even when I think of that word, idle, in our home, that didn't apply. Idle was like easy, quiet, you know, just like still, you know, peaceful. Like you would imagine a home like Ward and June Cleaver and how they handled their kids and what was going on. They were just definitely on a different planet. That's a way to describe it, was planet. I had a thing when I would invite friends over from school that, or even just seeing the parents come to school activities, that they were different. They were definitely not of that, they were different. They were from another planet. You could describe it as another.
Well, I think they went through a lot of in their work.
I don't doubt it, but
no,
you know, you.
Why?
Of course, yeah. And I understood, but in, you know, you go to, you see what their parents were like and our parents, we were different. We were definitely different. And I noticed it from the foods we ate, from the karma at home, the holidays that we would have, the Jewish holidays, and just the flavor was a lot different than. And okay, we were the first generation, basically a second generation, to assimilate.
Von der Mama. What was her name?
Dinah. I remember her as just being the she was just a Yiddish mama to the max. You know, supersized Yiddish mama in terms of how she handled and what she did and what she could do. She was wonderful in terms of making sure things happened at the house and taking care.
Was she a good cook?
You know, she was, and there's certain foods that are just perfect. And when I think of the repertoire, like the best thing I remember was the Ras Mit Yoach. And it can't be duplicated like she would make it because it was all the real deal. And I guess the flavor was the her just her making it was special. And it just was, it's not like Campbell's soup, definitely. I mean, definitely it was the real deal. It was a flavor of Europe. It was such a you could tell that this was
Homemade.
homemade, but you know, she put a lot of herself into it. Like it was a work of art and other foods and things that she would make.
So you would take a look at the Yoach, and the Yoach, to be genuine, had to have one basic characteristic.
Yeah, these oils would be at the top of it, and they would be called Eugen.
Yep, that the Yoach had to have Eugen.
And that was it.
Do not forget, the best way to support Kishmir in Yiddish is to rate and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Kishmir in Yiddish is hosted by Shloimeh Devoyla and produced by the Niche Podcast Network.